Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. 9 o'clock this morning, we have tickets for the Zac Brown Band. We're doing this all week, actually. We have tickets every day on the fives at 9, 11, 3, and 5. So be listening for your cue to call in. Prep for the holidays now at Pacific Sales. Find exceptional savings on appliances and kitchen and bath fixtures. Visit pacificsales.com/sale, and you can see all the deals. All right, it's Hump Day. Survivor's on tonight, and it's time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Pier 39. Today, Pier 39 turns 39. Join them Saturday, October 14th for an epic birthday bash. Pier39.com. I'm going to start with a little trouble at the Epcot Center.
Oh, you know, I may have heard a little bit about this, but couldn't figure out who the lady is.
She's from the Olympic soccer team, Team USA.
What's her name?
Her name is Alex Morgan.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her.
She was there with, I guess, some people from Major League Soccer. Like, you know, is there an Orlando team or whatever?
I think her husband is on the team.
They had a couple.
The major league.
She's hot.
She is hot.
Her husband is Servando.
And he was there too?
What happened?
Let's see. MLS player Giles Barn. And
Giles?
G-I-L-E-S.
All right.
Giles?
No, Giles. I like it.
Giles?
It's Gilles.
Gilles?
If it's French, is he French?
I don't know, man. He's a guy, maybe. And someone else named Donnie Toya. So, apparently, if you've never been to the Epcot Center, and you don't...
I haven't.
...know about this, it's basically, it's a huge circle, and at all the... Every a million countries are represented. So you would go into, like, Italy, or you'd go into the UK, or you'd go into China, or you'd go into... whatever. There's just a million different countries all around it. And each little section has its own ride and experiences, and it's like you're going into the market in that place or what
have
you.
And snacks?
Food from that country.
Oh, fun.
Restaurants. There's in the England one, in the UK one, there's a pub.
And fish and chips?
Probably. But mostly there's a pub.
Okay.
And with pubs, you get drinks. And sometimes one drink leads to 10. And sometimes you get wasted and get thrown out of the Epcot Center, which has to be embarrassing. There's no shortcut out of there. I mean, if you're yelling and belligerent and they're dragging you out, there's a long way to go to the, you know, maybe there's a back exit. I don't know. Maybe they just toss them out the side.
Huh.
So this chick, Alex Morgan, she is a Team USA Olympian. She's there with several other MLS soccer players. Does that mean Major League Soccer? What is it? MLS?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They were at Epcot Center on Sunday, having a great old time hanging out in the UK at a pub at the Epcot Center.
Let's see where this goes, because as athletes do get out and do things, it can range from nothing to... I don't know, shooting yourself in the leg.
No, there's no shooting or anything.
Punching your own fiance, knocking her out in an elevator. So there's lots of different athletic.
It's not that bad. It's just they got hammered and they were belligerent and making it. I guess it started when Giles cut in front of another patron in line. He had to get the beer.
Giles.
And then they got Giles into some kind of verbal argument.
That's, you know what, Giles? Hey, the back of the line's right over here.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
So the Orange County Sheriff's Office, Orange County, Florida, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Or in Orlando.
You telling me you let Giles cut Hooman?
I will not start a fight if somebody cuts in front of me. There are so many, like, it's one person.
You might not even have to start the fight. They might be willing to do it. Like, if someone's willing to cut you in line and you go, oh.
Or they're looking for a fight.
Even if you just react like, oh, I'm sorry, the line is. And that is apparently when things became verbally aggressive.
Oh.
And then he was joined by the posse of friends that he was with, including this Alex Morgan, and everyone started.
He's taking cuts. And now he's going to fight the people who said, hey, the back of the line's over here.
The report says that the entire group was impaired and verbally aggressive. He was escorted out of the pub and told not to come back. And then I guess they were all out there making a huge scene. And that's when
they were thrown from
the cops. And I guess that Alex Morgan was yelling, you can't throw me out. I know the Orlando SWAT team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So they were overserved.
Is what
clearly.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
A deputy said, as we passed Spaceship Earth, I observed several people were being escorted to the front. It must be. I mean, right?
I guess so.
I read that. I'm like, oh, that's right. They're at Epcot. I forgot. I don't know. The deputy said that Alex Morgan, was especially out of control, yelling, screaming, taking video and possibly pictures. She appeared to be highly impaired. Deputy Johnson heard Ms. Morgan make a loud verbal statement that she knows the Orlando SWAT team. Ultimately, four people in the group were kicked out of the park. I'm not sure how big the entire group was, but it does seem that the entire group was hammered, and maybe it was just the ones who were yelling and screaming that got kicked out. Did you look her up, Vinny? She's gorgeous.
She went to Cal, by the way.
Oh, did she? Good. Oh, that's wonderful.
Alex Morgan.
I have some pictures if you want to see.
Does Riley know her?
I don't know if she still goes there,
2007. Vin.
He does know everyone there, though, of course. He's been there for a month.
Right.
She is now apologizing.
Of course she
is. It's not a profuse apology. She said, here's the tweet. She said, I want to apologize for my actions that occurred over the weekend. I'll learn from this. Make sure it does not happen again. Hashtag live and learn.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
No,
but,
it's not.
And I, you know, you are the one with the letter writing at the end of a drunk.
Can't believe that she's not just, you know.
You beat yourself up. Most people know that a drunk involves some kind of party fouls. That's part of it.
Yeah,
it comes with the territory.
It was funny. I saw that and I went, wow, is that all you have to do? You just say, no, oops.
I mean, don't bone my mom, but you know, normal party foul stuff. Whoops, I spilt my beer on your couch or whatever.
Right.
That's normal stuff.
Right. Don't throw a party if you don't want beer spilled on your couch,
right.
Basically. Kesha's on the cover of Rolling Stone. There's a couple excerpts that I have here, but obviously go to rollingstone.com or subscribe to the magazine, old school, if you want to hear the whole interview. 30-year-old Kesha had a few nuggets that they're sharing here on Taylor Swift. She says, she's a effing sweetheart. Very, very sweet. Very, very genuine. Extremely generous. Picks up the phone every time I call her. My mom doesn't even always pick up the phone. On drama that Taylor has endured, I'm not really up on my pop culture. Should I know something about it? I live in my record player. On battling eating disorders. I really just thought I wasn't supposed to eat food. And then if I ever did, I felt very ashamed and I would make myself throw up because I'd think, oh God, I can't believe I actually did that horrible thing. I'm so ashamed of myself because I don't deserve to eat food.
What?
Yeah, she had an eating disorder. On being a feminist in her music. I was like, I'm going to talk about men this way and level the playing field. And I still think that's effing cool of a woman of that age. Because she was younger, I guess.
All right.
And I admire a lot of the stuff I did because I truly didn't give a F at those moments. And that was very cool. Here's the cover shot of Kesha. Large eyebrows is all I'll really say about that. Kesha.
They're natural.
Mm. I don't know. You know. Call the salon.
I don't mind the eyebrows. That shirt's hideous, though.
Oh, I didn't see the shirt. Let me see the shirt. I didn't even notice the shirt. I couldn't get past the eyebrows. Oh, what's going on with that shirt?
I don't know. It's maroon
and rhinestone cowboys.
Rhinestones like blue and pink rhinestones.
Hmm.
I bet it looks better in person.
Shot looks like someone from the 80s, really. I mean, she's got kind of 80s hair, kind of 80s eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kesha, she looks like she would kick your ass hard. and maybe spit on you afterward and kick you with her boot as she was leaving.
Well, the 80s were fun. There's nothing wrong with, you know, the 80s thing.
No.
I had a lot of fun in the 80s.
You ever heard the name Lucy Haughey?
Are you saying that right?
I don't know. H-A-U-G-H-E-Y.
Nope.
Haughey.
I don't know that guy.
Lucy Haughey. She is a British cooking show star. Were you able to find me a little footage of her?
I wasn't, no.
Because I'm wondering if she's attractive or if she's...
You can put cooking shows right up there with decorating shows on shows I do not watch.
You don't watch any cooking shows?
No.
You don't watch Chopped? Or...
Absolutely not.
Hmm. She's not bad looking. Blonde, white lady.
So she's an English lady who is, you know, she's apparently a cooking show star. They don't really say the name of the show here either. Do you have the name?
Come Dine With Me.
Oh, Come Dine. I thought it was the one that she won.
Yeah. Thought she's the winner of that show, Come Dine With Me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so maybe she's not as big a star as they're making it out to seem here. She just was on a show. Mm-hmm. Well, she's a 37-year-old, and she admitted in court on Tuesday that she'd lured a 15-year-old to her house using Facebook in 2016. This was her friend's 15-year-old son. For a hookup.
What?
Yeah. She did the 15-year-old.
What?
Uh-huh. And then she confessed it to a friend online.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Can I see her? What does
she
look like?
She's a good-looking lady.
Yeah, 37 years old. She's very fine-boned. her hair's sort of pulled back. She, you know, good-looking, like a good-looking... I don't know, teacher. She could be maybe a newscaster or something. Maybe
she
not.
Looks no, but she does look like someone who's got it together. There, well, that's not as great a shot of her, but there were definitely women in my life that were when they said they were into me, I went, "You?" Like, you know what I mean? That whole I wouldn't think.
You mean if you were a 15-year-old and a 37-year-old?
No, I mean even as an older guy, just someone who sort of got it together like that, you wouldn't expect them to be...
She does look like a lady who has it together.
Wanting a 15-year-old.
Right.
Or a guy who, you know, some derelict guy.
So she is talking to a friend online. I guess they're... I don't know if they're emailing or...
And this is where she admits this?
She admits it. It's not like the lady's pushing her on it or that the kid had come forward because none of that had happened. But she admits it to this friend and the friend goes... Oh my God, I'm telling our other friend because it's her son. So, I assume that's how it went down.
She told.
So she's they call her here a reality TV star and mom of three. This is the Lucy Haughey. She confessed to a friend online that she was a bad person, but also that she was glad the boy had had sex with her and not a skinny, skanky 15-year-old. So she taught him the ways, I guess. She says... He wanted introducing. I'm an expert. It happened. Could you please delete this conversation?
That's what she wrote, for real?
She asked her to delete it. The confession did not sit well with the friend who alerted the boy's mother. And now she's in court. She admitted yesterday that she lured the teen to her house.
With what?
Her gold mine.
So she just said right up front.
She basically
said,
come
over here and I'll do...
Come over here, I'll show you the ropes, 15-year-old virgin boy.
Oh. Come dine with me.
Come dine with me. Oh, the Southern kitchen.
She just, but she didn't even, I was going to say beat around the bush, but she didn't even.
I don't know how their exchange went at all, but she.
When you're 15, sorry, when I was 15.
It wouldn't have taken much.
Some booze, some pot. Or
a hint of
the
promise.
The keys. Well, I just wouldn't expect her to come right out with it. Of course, if she said, yeah, I'll do you. But I would think she would be a little more subtle. Like, hey, if you want to drive my car. Okay.
Haughey also claimed that the teenager wanted to do it again.
Well, of course.
But she said, no. No, I've broken you in and now I cast you to the world.
She held back from raping him a second time.
Right. She decided not to rape him again. Her sentencing, I guess she was placed on the sex offenders register, but they've deferred the sentencing. I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean if she doesn't rape any other children, she won't get a jail sentence? Or does that just mean later they'll hand down the sentence? Anyway, Lucy Haughey.
It's really weird.
Guard your kids. Guard your wife.
Yeah.
You just...
Hide your kids.
It's really weird.
I know. So strange. Jared Leto is going to be playing Hugh Hefner, apparently.
Cool.
So
he's also in the new Blade Runner, everybody.
He is. He's good in that. Oh, man, that's a good movie.
He was excellent as Prefontaine.
Who's Prefontaine?
The Runner.
In what movie?
In the Prefontaine movie.
It's called Prefontaine?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's pre. I don't know what the movie
never
was.
I've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's he was younger then, but he played Prefontaine, a very famous runner from Oregon, who helped the Nike guy, Phil Knight, launch Nike.
Oh. Oh.
He was good in Panic Room.
Oh, he was good in Panic Room.
But
I
he'll
love
do
that
this.
Movie.
He'll do this justice. I bet he'll do a good job at it.
Director Brett Ratner bought the rights to the movie in 2015, and Leto, I guess, knows him and likes him and said, "Hey, I think that part's for me." Ratner said, "Jared's an old friend. When he heard I got the rights, he told me, I want to play him. I want to understand him. And I really believe Jared can do it. He's one of the great actors of today."
He is.
He is great, yeah. They actually say that Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to play Hefner. There was a...
Oh, he could have pulled it, too.
I think so, too. And that would have been good. But the other Hefner news today is that yesterday they released his death certificate. The immediate cause of death was, you know, the dude was, what, 91? Mm-hmm. It was cardiac arrest. But they had been talking about some kind of infection that he had in his back, and I guess they couldn't beat it down. He suffered from respiratory failure, blood poisoning, and E. coli. E. coli! It's like food poisoning.
Did you see all the Facebook posts after he passed away that said, the authorities suspect foreplay?
I get it. Like, it's a ba-doom, boom. As opposed to foul play?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. But I'm sitting he didn't here even get going, that. What?
Hearing that he had E. coli,
there
though.
There must have been 200. I'm like, oh my God, guys.
I feel like somebody
too
else must have been in charge of his food at that point in his life. Dun, dun, dun.
He's 80 something years old.
The E. coli he had was resistant to antibiotics. That's why they couldn't get rid of it.
Well, he's,
that and he's old.
Wicked old, too, yeah. So.
He was laid to rest. yeah, what about that?
What about that?
What about it, Uman?
Why aren't we talking about that? 91-year-old Playboy
founder.
God,
she's good-looking, isn't she?
She's a good-looking girl.
Who?
Crystal, his wife.
Oh, yeah.
The one he left, his third wife, fourth wife. I don't even know how many wives he's had. Okay. But it looks like he'd been battling E. coli and septicemia, which is blood poisoning, for 6 days prior to his passing. Yeah, here it is, Uman, highly resistant to antibiotics. He passed away in his mansion, which will now undergo massive renovations because this Darren Metropolis owns it. He was laid to rest in a private memorial on Saturday. On Monday, his wife, Crystal, made her first statement since his passing. She said, "I'm heartbroken. I shouldn't minimize her pain. Maybe she really, you know... I'm such a bitch. Go ahead.
No, do the voice.
I'm heartbroken. Okay, thanks. Thanks for permission. I'm heartbroken. I'm still in disbelief. He gave me life. He gave me direction. He taught me kindness. I will feel eternally grateful to have been by his side, holding his hand and telling him how much I love him. He changed my life. He saved my life. He made me feel loved every single day."
All right.
And she, they say she's going to be provided for. She's not getting a cut of the estate, but she's provided for per their prenup. She gets a $5 million house that I think he put into her mother's name a few years back and, you know, whatever payout. But apparently he's not. I think just his kids are in the will.
She's a DJ.
Of course she is.
One of her gifts.
Well, is that right?
Is that right?
She's talented.
We all have our hidden talents. Maybe she's the best DJ ever.
You know, he was 60 years older than her.
Yeah.
Yes. All she's right. 31. He's 91.
Hold on. I can do that math for you guys.
Try it real fast. See if you can figure it out. Hugh Hefner. Lil' Kim says that she regrets not posing for Playboy. She shared a little tribute to him.
152. Oh.
What? Before she completely
152
changed her.
What?
Yeah. Nice. I had Bryn grab me a before picture.
Before her surgeries?
Before, when she was like young and much hotter. And now she's had all kinds of work done, and she's not as little. as she used to be.
Yeah.
She said, this is one man that I thought would live forever. He believed in my beauty more than myself. He always put me on a pedestal. I remember turning down a non-disclosed seven-figure offer from Hugh. And till this day, I regret it. Not because of the money, but because it would have been an honor to be part of this beautiful man's archive and historic catalog.
Hey, Crystal Hefner signed a record deal with Universal.
Is that right?
She's a singer.
Wow.
Good for her.
Does that mean we're going to get a record from her soon?
Well, it was in 2010, but I'd never heard anything off of it. So just curious if you guys
Maybe we did play that.
Under
that
Crystal
sounds kind
Harris.
Of familiar,
doesn't it? I don't
Maybe she'll come out with a new album.
Oh, that'd be great.
That
like
would
a tribute
be
to Hef or something. Be the soundtrack to the new Jared Leto Hef. Is this it? Oh, it's awesome.
All right.
Oh, look at that.
Is that her?
I don't know, but that's her video.
Because there's some serious twerking in
there. There she is.
There she is with her Playboy. Wow.
It's a great video.
This is basically an ad for Playboy TV.
This song's
I think.
Called Called the Cops. So
I
want to
hear
out.
Some music.
Yeah, I want to hear some rapping or singing. Something.
I don't know. I can't really find anything.
Here
I
we
think
go.
She, this is probably just a.
See if you can find
well,
some.
Well, she's a DJ, so maybe
something.
She just yeah, DJ'd it.
No, good. No, she's got a
her beat.
She's naked.
Yeah.
Is she's naked her? In the video?
She yeah. looks good.
Oh,
she's
in the zone.
Oh, she's in the zone.
Turn it up.
All right.
Turn it up.
Oh, those are the that's worst words I've ever heard.
Nah, it's not worse than all day and all night.
Those are the best words I ever heard.
You know what song that sounds like that that I actually like, though? You know that party rock song?
Yeah.
You ever get down to that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what year that was popular, but I remember watching my boy Diego. He's dancing to that. He's like 9.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, you are going off. Good for you. High five. Party rock
sure.
is in the house
in the
tonight.
House tonight.
Oh, there you go.
That was 2011.
All right. He had the dance. You know how everyone, all these things
yeah.
have a dance?
Yeah.
He
yeah.
knew the whole thing.
Oh. Can't help but move. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much. Yeah. Halloween makes the news.
Oh.
Toxic relationships.
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. It's getting better all the time.
Sarah just got a nice little gift from our engineering department.
I did. Woo! I've been using the same mic screen for, it's the little, you know, the puffy thing you put over so you don't pop your peas. Nice. Little, what do they call it? Just a windscreen, a mic screen,
yeah.
whatever?
Yeah.
So I've been using the same one. Probably since we started here, I take it off and take it with me every day. It's mine. Because, you know, you talk into these things all morning, and if you've ever smelled someone else's, you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone to have to smell mine. So I just want, I
or
like
lipstick
it.
Lipstick on
like,
there.
Lipstick, whatever
gunk.
You get yeah. on there. But the thing was so old that when I would pull it off, like pieces of it would stay on the mic, and then it was getting in my mouth. Like I'd be talking on the air, and like a little piece, I'd be like, what's in my mouth? And I'd pull it, oh, it's a piece of my mic screen. So he got me a new one. Which I'm feeling really good about. Look at the tight fit on this sucker. Watch this.
Oh, wow.
Like that's, it's.
That's great.
It's tight. Watch this, Yuzi.
Horrible.
She's just been in here perverting yeah. all over
perverting?
The
you're yeah. crazy. I'm just showing
exactly
you it's a nice tight
doing.
Fit. Did yours slide on like that too, Brittany?
I just put my sticker on, so it's going to be more
it's
difficult.
There.
Yours
I'm
looks
up, yeah.
new.
Forever.
He's going to get me a new one.
Oh.
Gross. Why are you, oh yeah, in it.
Oh, yeah.
What were you just doing? You did the same thing.
I was showing you how what the nice, snug fit that was. My
oh,
God, you
yeah.
guys. Mine's in the gutter.
Goodness.
Oh, girls would never think of that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Gross. Do you say that when you're doing it? Do you go, oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Do. Yeah. Do you really? Like, that's your thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I think that's cool.
You would.
Of course you do. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
It is cool. That's cool. Is that what you say, too, Hooman? Oh, yeah.
I used to make out with this chick a long time ago,
yeah.
and she would always...
a long, long
She would
time
always
ago.
Moan as we're making out. Mmm, mmm, mmm.
Was that annoying to you?
Yeah, it was. I'm like, stop doing that.
But you want to hear Bryn say, what did you say?
Oh, yeah.
Say it a little more whispery.
Oh, yeah.
And now say Hooman's name with it.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
So somebody else can isolate my voice.
We can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, we can't.
Say it like loud and intense.
Oh, yeah.
Hooman.
Okay, after the show, I need to be taught how to isolate things.
All right. Please.
Oh, yeah, Hooman.
Oh, good times today, you guys.
That's, you know, I actually find people moaning like that annoying in general. Like, you ever sit next to someone who, when they eat, they're mmming the whole time?
Yes.
It's funny at first, and then it just gets wicked old fast.
It's like, ugh, gross.
I used to hate that, and then I tried it, and it makes your food taste better.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Oh, that's funny.
So wait a minute. So if someone is doing you, they're not allowed to moan?
They can moan a little, but when it becomes like that.
A little.
A little. It seems spontaneous. But sometimes people make like these noises, and it's almost like they're not even aware that they're just like, oh yeah. And you're like, okay, well.
Give me 2 minutes to write up the things I'm going to need you to change about that. I'll get that over to you. Next time we do it, we're going to need less noise out of you.
Less noise. Make them sound more like, you know, less practiced. I mean, that'd be super annoying.
God.
No wonder we get sick of doing each other, you know? Like, I've heard that noise enough times. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
You don't do it as well as Bryn.
I know. I'm trying to encourage you.
Try it again, Sarah.
No. Because then it really will get isolated and used. You do it.
I'm going to do it to myself.
Do it to yourself.
Oh, stupid.
The Lord will understand.
Oh, my gosh.
Your mom's not listening, Hooman.
Right?
Do it, Hooman.
I'm not doing it myself.
Just do the oh yeah part.
No, I'm not doing the oh. I'm not going to get isolated either. Dumb.
Oh, my God. You're worried about that. But you shouted out the... What is
Thunder
it?
Thunder down under.
She's naming all the places that are open. She leaves that one off. I'm sure there's some chicks that are listening to our show that have, you know, tickets for that.
Chicks.
You don't think chicks go there? You think only dudes go there?
They probably a good mix of people.
It looks open to me.
You looked it up. The shows are going on in Vegas.
That's what it seems like. Right.
This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Yuzette's doing a thing.
Oh, yeah.
What is she doing?
The Humane Society, Silicon Valley's Tails and Ales. Tails, T-A-I-L-S, like little animal ears.
Mm-hmm.
And ales, like beers, A-L-E-S. On Saturday, October 14th, 11 to 4, you're going to be there around lunchtime, couple hours.
Yeah.
Family fun activities, breweries and wineries at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View.
Tickets, bring your dog.
Yeah, bring that. You're bringing Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Get tickets today at tailsales.org. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is there to give you info on everything. It's not just the music and the concerts and the people who work here. It could be anything that's going on in town.
Right.
Whatever.
We're like a great search engine. Click us a lot, please.
Right. Think of us like a Google, but better.
Yeah, like a better, like if Google was way better.
Right.
It would be RadioAlice.com. Thank you.
Here's what's happening. Real quick update on the Las Vegas shooter. His live-in girlfriend has returned. Mary Lou Dannelly has returned home to America. She landed in L.A., I guess, last night, and she's currently being questioned. So they say now, or she is saying, actually, her sister is saying, she was sent away.
Oh, I had heard something about this. Like maybe he'd made her, pressured her to leave the country so that she wouldn't be a part of this.
She didn't even know that she was going to the Philippines until the shooter said, Mary Lou, I found you cheap tickets to the Philippines.
Oh. So he made it seem like a surprise present.
I guess. And they're saying here that she was even more shocked by what he'd done than other people in the family.
Mm.
The woman, the girlfriend was.
You think you know someone, you live with them. And...
Well, and they're saying he had a big stockpile of weapons. How could she not have known about that? It's hard to say what people know or,
right.
You know, I mean, if you live with someone, but they've got stuff in the garage that you've never thought to look at.
Yeah, or maybe storage.
Stuff would definitely miss me. If it's not mine and I don't have anything in there, then I probably wouldn't look in there.
Right.
Is there a rule how many guns you're allowed to have?
No.
Well, then, is she guilty of something?
As far as I know, she didn't pull the trigger. I'm going to say she's not guilty. I'll reserve judgment. But, I mean, it does seem hard to believe that amount of that an arsenal that size would escape her.
Well, one of the things I read this morning, and I don't plan to do a whole break on this. I just thought I'd give you the latest update, which is she's back. But in the last year, he'd bought 33 weapons. Mm. In the last year.
Right. Just picked up the last one last Thursday.
So he was getting ready for some kind of war.
For something. But there are people who are like, I'm preparing for Armageddon.
Well, you know, there's and there's also, Sarah and I talked about this off the air, you know, there are people who collect stuff.
Yep.
And it gets under your skin and it becomes not even about collecting, it's just the thing you collect.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's little knick-knacky giraffe statuettes.
Or tattoos,
or
whatever
tattoos,
it is.
And I'm not saying
whatever your passion
they're
is.
The same as guns. No. I'm just saying that's, it's possible people collect them because they just have... Oh, I have all that one.
Right. And if you are otherwise sort of a normal-seeming person, it might not even be a red flag to someone that you're collecting all these guns. It's just like, I enjoy it. It's like, go shooting on the weekends and, you know.
Right. Halloween.
Yeah. It's coming up.
Is it for kids or is it for adults?
It's for everyone, Vinny.
The New York Post staff just published an editorial saying... Adults need to stop wearing costumes on Halloween.
Why are they trying to spoil our fun? Oh my God, it's so fun dressing up on
Halloween. We're not saying you can't get into the spirit. Dress up your house, concoct a Halloween-themed dessert, or buy a pumpkin. But then stop, adults. Give it a break. Give the holiday back to the children. Grow up, would ya?
Why are they such party poopers? God, what a bunch of a-holes. What are they doing? What is this again? Where?
The New York Post.
Stop it.
Is telling adults to grow up.
Yeah, no thanks.
Meanwhile, over half of adults say, I'm dressing up this year.
Yeah, I'm dressing up whether I want to or not, Finny.
And I did, well, that's true because we have events to go to. But I remember, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago, we did a stat that... Halloween's going to rake in $1 billion or more dollars.
Like $8 billion. Right. Was some crazy high number.
It's higher than ever,
Between candy and decorations and costumes and
cards,
apparently.
Yeah, that was the weird one.
Yeah. Halloween, it's real. Enjoy it. Or die.
Screaming into the wind there.
I know. God, what a bunch of brats.
New York Post.
God, there's a bunch of millennials or something.
Oh, come on.
By the way, the millennials have responded.
They have.
To all your negative energy,
yeah,
Sarah.
You guys.
It wasn't me, Vinny. You're the one who did the thing.
I just report the news.
Uh-huh.
You had all the commentary.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right. a court has ruled what is officially breakfast.
Oh, a court.
Oh, here we go.
Has ruled this.
Yeah.
This someone wasted time taking breakfast to court.
No, this is important.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
There's a tech company in Germany that was offering free breakfast to its employees. And then they were using that as for a tax break.
What's the
Because it was considered a perk they were offering their employees.
Oh.
So they wound up in tax court this week defending their definition of free breakfast. For their employees. So, is this breakfast or not? They put out plain rolls and free coffee.
Rolls and coffee.
Rolls and coffee, no.
Rolls,
plain rolls.
Like just plain old bread rolls.
They didn't even have cheese or spreads or anything, just rolls. Plain rolls, free coffee. And they were getting a big tax break because they were calling that a perk for their employees, free breakfast. Is, in fact, that breakfast or not, Sarah?
Technically, I think it is breakfast. I mean, bread and coffee-flavored water. I mean, your belly's full.
It's bread maybe, and water. Maybe, they're giving you bread and water.
Maybe you don't, you know, it's not a delicious. It didn't say a free delicious breakfast.
Right. I'm going to say
it's
absolutely not.
It's the first meal of the day.
There's got to be some kind of protein. There's got to be an egg. There's got to be milk. There's got to be oatmeal.
Hooman is correct.
Thank you so much.
The court ruled no. Their bread and coffee did not count as breakfast. They say real breakfast has to include a meat, a cheese, or at least some spreads like butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. And that's bad news for the company because the tax break they've been getting for three full years amounts to about $84,000 in back taxes they now owe the German government.
And they're going to have to start ponying up for protein.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hooman got that one right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think technically here's some
bread
food.
And water is not water. Breakfast.
You want to motorboat him?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he won the game. You want to go motorboat him? Oh, yeah.
Does that mean I bring my boobs to him, or does he bring his boobs to me?
No, you have to. He has to motorboat your boobs.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Oh. You're not going to give him a...
Hooman, you want that?
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
Are you sure?
Sure about that.
You want that for a prize?
Not really.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, Come Dine With Me is so good. It's hilarious. They just have normal people cook other normal people dinner party and get judged.
Oh.
What makes it amazing is the narrator makes fun of each contestant.
Oh, so
have
the
you seen that?
No,
Come Dine With Me?
I haven't. It's a
UK
show,
apparently.
Yeah, I've
never even heard of it till today.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, what would you make if someone was going to come to your house for a dinner party? Like, what's your specialty?
For a dinner party?
Yeah.
I'd do some enchiladas or something like
that.
Oh. Does there have to be more than one course? Can I just like make the one thing I know how to make? And
what do you make?
Yeah.
I make a mean shrimp scampi. That's what I would whip out.
Sounds good.
You make a mean shrimp scampi.
Yeah.
And do you put that butter. Over a pasta or do you just...
Over linguine.
Really?
Yeah. Delicious. Really good.
Lots of garlic.
Coming out your ears.
All right.
Yum.
Yeah. You
Maybe
got...
Maybe you should have that for dinner tonight.
No, it's too fattening. You can't have that all the time. It literally takes two sticks of butter.
Oh.
It's so good.
925 says...
Heavy cream.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what 925 says after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.